Yeah, good afternoon.
Now, what exactly do you mean by sustainability measures by the PRC?
Well, I've not used the word sustainability measures by PRC. I don't know where that phrase came from. When I spoke to the gentleman earlier, what I told him was that before PRC announced the reduction, they would have looked at the submission made by the various parties. VRA made their submission, ECG made their submission, the government made their submission. And it's based on those submissions that PRC would have done the calculation to know that you need X amount of money to pay for your power that is being generated by the IPPs. Then you would be able to reduce power by this much. Based on the reduction, they know that ECG would have enough money to pay its bills. That is why PRC would have made those reductions.
Now, how will the reduction impact on the life of the ordinary Ghanaian?
Well, my dear, if the government or PRC comes and say that they are giving you a 17.5% reduction in what you already pay, that is, if you are paying 100 cedis, they are giving you almost 18 cedis every month or every day or every week, depending how long it takes you to use 100 cedis. They are giving you 18 cedis reduction every time you buy electricity. That is a lot of money. And 18 cedis is a lot of money that you can use for quite a lot of things. And also, if you're an industry using a non-residential meter, 30%, which is 300 cedis out of every 1,000, is a lot of money for anybody to use. So it is substantial for anybody to, for it to mean a lot to your disposable income.
Well, thank you very much for your time. That was energy expert Kojupuku on the reduction of tariffs by the PRC.